Lincoln South Food Hall in Bellevue. Fitness for foodies. From carb-loving meat eaters to vegan and everything in between, we've got you covered. Grab a quick lunch or come for happy hour. You'll leave craving more. Order online at LincolnSFH.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Practice makes perfect. Pretty much everything you do, right?
Yeah, that's true.
That's why if you haven't been out on a date in a long time and you don't have a lot of practice, you're probably going to screw it up.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
And that's what Doug thinks he did with his first date with a girl named Rachel that he met online. He's on the phone with us right now to do a second date update. And apparently Doug hasn't been out on a date in a long time and thinks that maybe his nerves got the best of him. What's up, Doug? How are you?
I'm pretty good. How's everybody over there?
Not too bad, man. So how long has it been, first of all, since you went out with an actual woman?
It's been close to a year. Mm-hmm. I guess it's been a long time because I got out of a rather long relationship and was just waiting for the right girl and the right time.
So you met this girl, Rachel, online that you want to call today?
Yeah.
And what did you like about her so much?
Our conversations online just seemed to have like a really good taste and chemistry to it.
Okay.
And she's just got some really cool interests.
You said that you think your nerves got the best of you.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I hadn't been out for a while, and I tried to go in preparing a little bit.
Like did you prepare like everything that you were going to say to her?
No. I saw these really nice flowers in the store, and I got them for her. Okay. You know, I just thought that she would really like them.
But that doesn't sound like nerves.
Well, I did something else that maybe, you know, I went a little too far and my nerves got the best of me. Mm-hmm. I read her a list that I wrote at dinner, and it was a list of 10 things that I really liked about Rachel.
All right. Yeah, that's a little cheesy there, man. So you before the date, you sat down and wrote out a list of things that you like about her.
Yes, it was things like I really like your smile. It lights up a room, and you have a weird sense of humor like mine.
You know what? Hey, Doug, I never really asked you how long did you talk to her online. I mean,
we were talking for a couple of weeks.
Okay, because you didn't like meet her like, and then it was the next day you're going out, and you already had this list.
No, there was a little bit of, you know.
And a list of 10 things is a long list. What number did you realize maybe I should stop?
I guess maybe around 6.
Did you tell her that you were nervous? Did you just fess up, be like, oh, God, I'm sorry. I haven't done this in a while.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like that moment when I got to the middle of it where I was like, oh, I'm really nervous. Maybe this wasn't the right idea.
What was her reaction after that?
She got a little quiet, but then, you know, tried to laugh it off, I guess.
Okay.
I did notice as we were leaving the restaurant that she left the flowers, and, you know, there was that weird, awkward moment of, like, do I go back and get them, or, I don't know, I was kind of nervous.
You should have gone back and got them and then followed her back to her house and delivered. So, when you said goodbye to her, did everything seem cool? Did you agree on a second date? Did she seem into it, or...
Well, I walked her to the car, and I got a little peck kiss.
Oh.
And I don't know, it seemed like she didn't have to kiss me for any reason, so I felt like that was a good moment to end on.
Right.
Have you asked her out since?
Yeah. I texted her, you know, very positive things that I had a great time about the date, and maybe we should go out again soon. And all of the responses that I was getting from her were really short. It was like, sounds good. And then nothing. And I was like, you know, how's your day going? She said, it's okay.
Yeah, that's the worst when you're like, how's your day going? Fine. All right, that sucks. Or when you just get a K back about something.
Oh,
want to go out sometime? K.
I mean, I didn't think it had gone that bad, but this was my first date in a long time. And I was admittedly nervous. Mm-hmm. And I know that I can do better.
So you want to call her, get her on the phone, ask her if you did something wrong, and then ask her on a second date.
That's what I would like to do, yeah.
All right.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the Morning's Second Date Update.
I wish people would take my advice and stop trying so hard. Like, try just hard enough. Like, with everything. Everything gets better when you stop trying. Like, I used to really try to do a good job at radio and everything else, but once I stopped caring, show's ratings are better than ever. Like, once you just give up and don't try so hard, things get good. Mm-hmm. And Doug is on the phone with us right now, and I think that's his problem on his first date with a girl named Rachel who he met online. He tried way too hard by showing up with flowers. That's not the bad part. But making a list of the 10 things that you liked about her, Doug, and then reading it to her at dinner, probably a turnoff.
Probably at this point.
You met well. But unfortunately, since your date, all you've been getting is one-word answers from her and no second date. So we're about to call her, see if we can get her on the phone, and then ask her if it was the list of the 10 favorite things about Rachel that turned her off and is making her not want to go out with you again.
Doug, why don't you just scrap this one and start new? I mean, you haven't dated in a year. Maybe you need to get a couple other dates under your belt. I mean, why is it so important for you to get a second date with this girl?
It's kind of two reasons. I really like her. And I want to prove that I'm not a nervous weirdo loser. I mean, I think that I let my nerves get the best of me, okay. Probably because I hadn't been on a date in a long time, you know?
You want a do-over. Second chance.
Yeah, a second first shot.
All right. Well, I'm going to dial the number right now and see if we can get her on the phone, okay?
Okay.
All right, man. Hang on.
Hello.
Hi, is Rachel there?
This is Rachel.
Rachel, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, what?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
A radio show?
Yes. It is a morning show.
Uh-huh.
And we're calling you to see if you'll come on the air with us for a few seconds and talk to us.
Why?
Because you recently went out with a listener of ours.
I did?
Yeah. And he emailed us and wanted us to call you and ask why you're not going out with him on a second date.
Okay.
His name is Doug, and I'm sure you probably remember Doug because I'm assuming he's one of the only dates you could have gone on that made a list of things that he likes about you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know Doug.
Yeah, you do. Okay, so Doug emailed us, right? And he told us about your date, said that he had a great time with you, but since your date, he's been getting like one-word responses from you, and it's obvious that you don't want to go out with him again. But Doug really wants to see you and is wondering if he did something wrong when you two went out, and if you wouldn't mind telling us what that is.
He's fine. He was a nice guy. He's just a little different.
Was he too much, maybe came on too strong, too quickly?
No, I mean, it wasn't that. It was just, if you guys talk to him, can you just let him know that I said thanks so much for the date and that he's a really nice guy?
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk to him about this whole thing. And I appreciate you staying on the phone with us. I do. I just want to ask you, because he told us about everything and he feels really bad about making a list of the 10 things that he liked about you. Doug, I don't know if he shared with you, hasn't been out on a date in a long time, so he's a little out of practice. You made him nervous because he likes you a lot. Was it the list?
I mean, the list was weird. It was definitely one of my more awkward moments on a date.
Okay.
But, yeah, I was nerves and it was fine and I understood. And that was okay. That wasn't the main problem.
Okay, well, do you mind telling us what the main problem is? Doug wants to know.
I don't want to come off as sounding, like, weird and rude and petty, but he kept making really weird faces, like a nervous tick almost, like, I don't know, like Tourette's of the face. I it's so hard to explain. It was so weird. And I wanted to ask if there was something wrong with him, but I felt it was too rude to do that.
Yeah, that's understandable. Hey, what's wrong with your face?
Exactly. And I mean, he was so sweet and he was clearly so nervous and he's, you know, he's a good person. I really couldn't see myself doing that.
We don't know much about Doug other than he listens to the show and he seems like a nice guy when we talk to him. Is it obvious that he has a facial tic or do you think, like, what do you think he was doing with his face that made you so uncomfortable?
Honestly, you guys, I have no idea. It was so weird.
What did it look like?
Like he was in pain. Like every once in a while, it would do this weird, like, grimace thing. but it was just like totally random. Like nothing was going on.
Did you ask him if he was okay? Like if he was honestly in pain or?
I did never feel like there was a right time to do that because it was always kind of in the middle of stuff happening and all of a sudden he would just throw this face and I'd be like, ah, but I can't be like that because that'd be really horrible and rude.
So, oh, we got the faces back.
Rachel.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I can't take it anymore. I have to interject here.
Hey, Rachel, that's Doug. He's actually on the other line.
Oh, God.
Hey, Rachel.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, this is so embarrassing.
Are you okay? I mean, really, I can ask you now because I'm not sitting in front of you, but are you okay?
Well, I had a surgical procedure recently, and I thought I was doing a really good job at, like, concealing it, but I was actually in a lot of pain.
What?
And I was, you know, I guess I was just so taken in with you that I was trying really hard to ignore the pain that I was actually
what?
In.
Doug, what kind of surgery did you have?
Well, I had a really kind of unfortunate bicycle accident.
Okay.
And so embarrassing to be doing this on the radio. I basically injured myself downstairs.
You had surgery on it?
Yeah. I was mountain biking with my buddy, and I went off a little jump, and it just landed wrong.
Doug, that sucks.
Dude. I'm sorry, dude.
You were talking to her for weeks. Why didn't you just wait?
Well, because she's so wonderful, and I know that if I waited, that someone else would just snatch her up.
Rachel, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think about that? It wasn't a weird face thing that it's a weird something else that he has making his face do that.
Oh, geez. That's awful, and I cannot believe you went through our whole date without saying anything if you were in that much pain. That's crazy.
I was really just trying to focus on the great time that I was having and that I thought we were having.
You are so sweet, but please don't, like, sacrifice your body for a date.
Rachel, what if Doug would have said, hey, let's go out maybe a couple weeks from now because I got some problems, some strained muscles down south. You would have been pretty understanding about that, wouldn't you?
I mean, I probably would want to know a little bit more about what's going on and, you know, the long-term effects and all that stuff. But, I mean, yeah, don't, like, throw yourself under the bus on someone else's behalf. That's crazy.
But you're so great. I thought it was worth it.
Doug, is everything going to be working in the future in that department? I'm just looking out for her best interests. That's all.
Yes, the doctor said that I'd be back to 100% in another month or two.
Oh, look at it.
All right. So
you'll have to take things slow if you guys continue to date.
Hey, good point.
So, Rachel, would you like to go out with Doug again, knowing what you just learned? We'll pay for a second date if you give him another shot.
Only if he's well enough to go.
Okay. Doug, are you well enough to go on a second date, or do you need a couple more weeks?
I'm good to sit at dinner and things like that, taking it slow, but we couldn't.
I think
more.
We know what you're saying, Doug. All right. Well, congratulations, and we'll send you guys out on a second date for some dinner.
Yes.
We'll pay for it, and then anything else is up to you guys and Doug's timeline.
Rachel, I'm so happy. Thanks for giving me another shot. I will definitely make it up to you.
Yeah, he'll make it up to you in about 6 to 8 weeks.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.